And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind. So they have an extra one, and that's how we
get the podcast, the podcast,
the podcast.
Hey,
the podcast. Big D and Bubba's podcast,
the lights
podcast,
over here.
The podcast. Big D and Bubba podcast.
At home, they call me Big Al, and I hit dingers.
Yeah.
In honor of the Little League World Series going on right now, Big Al and his dinger quote.
At home, they call me Big Al, and I hit dingers.
Big
for the
Al.
For the record, he came back, and his first at-bat was a dinger.
That's right, home run. Yeah. For those of you who don't know what a dinger is.
What's up, little Roy? Patrick brought in. So what happened? Why is your kid here?
Vivica has a meeting. So. I get Roy.
Hi, Roy. So Roy will be doing the podcast with us today.
There's no daycares, man.
Very cool.
No spots.
Really?
What if Roy throws up in here?
I mean, he doesn't usually, but he has a bib.
But he's looking at you, Bubba, so maybe.
From the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studio, O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. I wish they were professional pronunciators. Good morning. I said good morning.
So what's the deal with babies? I mean,
Everyone's having trouble hiring people or getting people to stay at places. And most places, restaurants, grocery stores.
Oh, you mean just in general?
Just in general. Most places you just struggle. You just get by. You're like, well, we're short-staffed. Legally, you can't be short-staffed at a daycare. For infants under 1 year old, I think it's one teacher or worker per four kids. So if you don't have enough people, you can't take more kids.
Yeah.
So there's daycare shortages
everywhere.
Huh? Everywhere.
Huh.
It's big. It's a big problem. So that he's on a waiting list for next March.
What?
To get into a daycare.
Well, he won't need it by then.
He was born. Well, I mean, he'll be a year old, but yeah, we'll still need something.
Year old's good. They stay by their house?
They just stay by. Yeah, they're fine. Once they can walk, you can fend for yourself, right?
That's crazy. By the way, if you love music, I got to get the sponsor out there this week. It's Pickle Jar. If you love music, you need to download the Pickle Jar app. Everybody's making baby faces. Show gratitude to your favorite singers, bands, whatever. You can also support causes around town, and you can watch exclusive content. Hi, Roy. Stuff that you can't find anywhere else. Check it out for your iPhone and your Droid. At picklejar.com. That's picklejar.com.
Hey, come on.
Good. Sorry.
Okay.
I'm done. So that's the problem. He's going to be a distraction.
No, I mean, he's a baby. He's not even saying anything. Just, you know. And by the way, you get distracted by everything.
There's like a fly.
There was a fly in here earlier.
Oh, I see.
It was. And it was really messing with me.
Yeah. Are you guys doing an Artemis 1 party on Monday?
So what now?
Artemis 1.
What's Artemis 1?
Artemis 1, the launch? The part of what?
I must not be as cool.
A friend of mine's going.
Oh, really?
What? Yeah.
Yeah, they're saying it's huge.
About? Yeah.
It's the I'm not real sure. Honestly, I'm just going by headlines. I was hoping you would know what it is.
We rely on you for all space related
things. Yeah.
Space
stuff. I'm usually on top of stuff
like that. That's the thing. You two, this is your wheelhouse. What's happening here?
Mm-hmm. All right. So this is something to do about going to the moon. What the heck?
Isn't it?
Artemis 1 is the first in a series of increasingly complex missions that will enable human exploration to the moon and Mars. So that's kind of what's going on. Yeah, I didn't realize that was going
on.
Isn't
SpaceX involved in that?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know.
I saw Elon tweeted something about it Monday. I was assuming that's what it was.
Why have we not gone?
Why
back
have
to
we
the
not
moon?
Gone back to the moon?
That's still. I mean, think about this.
I mean, I thought I thought there was a base.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Like a week ago.
They're definitely based on the moon.
That's a given.
We have a base. I mean, it's there.
They're going to apologize to Patrick for even starting this, but
no.
No, but why are we not even, talking about the moon base?
Because it's called a secret. That's why they call it top secret.
So is this part of the big reveal? We're going to do Artemis 1, Artemis 2, and then we're going to pretend that we had, hey, look, we're building a base now.
Mm-hmm.
And then, the... Over time, the reveal. I'm sorry. I'm really distracted by him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying
to
talk.
On the ground or
and he's doing he's this just, little bobblehead thing. Yeah. He's like, and it's messing with me.
Yeah, babies are cute, man.
Do you have to hold him away from you because you're afraid he'll try and nurse?
No, I'm holding him so the camera can see him.
Has he ever tried to latch?
No.
Of course he has. Look at that smile.
My kids tried to latch on me. I forget which one, but I remember one of them. I'm like, what are you doing?
Wrong.
Look at him. He's so cute. There's no way that's yours. Classic joke.
Looks exactly like me when I was a baby.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
That's funny.
This is what I look like. So,
this
sorry,
is Vivica's
kid, this
first.
This is what you have to look forward to.
I like how he keeps banging his head on your microphone.
So this is Vivica's first baby.
Yes.
And how many does she have brothers? She has brothers and sisters.
Yeah. She has two brothers.
And they have kids?
Her older brother has a little boy. He's just a year old.
Okay, so I was thinking they kind of got into this late, but not really, not in that family.
No, we're right on time with her family. Yeah, he's way younger than his cousins on my side of the family. So, like, my nephew is 30. How old am I? I don't know. He's like 35.
Mm-hmm.
So, he's got an age gap there.
You know, you were talking about the babysitting thing, how it's tough. You know, like the same thing for like animals and things like that. There's somebody told. You okay, bud?
Yeah, he's good.
Okay.
You're right.
He makes noises like Patrick does.
Like Patrick does. Yeah, exactly. There's a thing called Rover. It's like a...
Yeah.
Oh, you know what I'm talking
about? Yeah, the dog walking app.
Yeah, so you can actually get people to walk your dog, take your dog in. I mean, they'll like even house sit or whatever, like pet sit with your pet.
Yeah. We were going to do a Big D and Bubba game night. And Patrick's like, I said something about like, well, yeah, I got to board my dog. He's like, well, just get Rover. And I was like, are you nuts? There's some stranger walking to my house and take care of my dog?
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
Well, people do it.
Yeah, well, that's those people.
But they're vetted and they have reviews and all that.
I watched this whole thing about fake reviews, Google reviews. Like, now I don't trust any of them.
No.
They're like, and they're like, here's how you can tell if it's a fake, if they're using them. It's almost all 5 stars.
Yeah.
And they'll have all, like, it'll be all 5 stars and then a handful of zero, like all the way down. Mm-hmm. Nothing really in between.
Here's what I'll say about reviews. You can base it on if something's got like a, say it's out of a 5-star rating, it's got like a 4.1, 4.2. That's probably a good scale to use. But specifically with things like restaurants and hotels, don't read them. Don't read the reviews. Because we were trying to book a hotel room in Dallas, and we made the mistake of actually reading the review. You can't find... Mm-hmm. One that doesn't have horrible reviews.
Right.
There's always somebody with a vendetta out to just totally destroy, and not just one person, but nobody goes to leave a great review, usually, or a mediocre, like, you know what, that place was pretty nice. No one leaves that review. So it's all just, well,
yeah, when
it
you're
was
so
a hell
heated
on earth.
And like, you're yeah, so exactly. angry, this is the only way you feel you're going to be able to extract some kind of revenge. Or stick it to them because you think they stuck it to you.
We were going on a trip with me and Vivica and two friends of ours, and my parents were meeting us there to watch the kids while we went to this concert. And all those people trying to pick one hotel to stay in, like everybody reading reviews going, well, we can't stay there. I heard they had mold near the pool. And I'm like, when? When is that review from? Like, what? Who posted that? Do you have, like, it all looks nice online. Then you get on the other side of that. Well, yeah, well, it looks nice, but the pictures are 5 years old. So how nice is it really?
Well, then you have the problem with Glassdoor, which is where people can go review businesses or companies they worked for.
Oh, yeah.
Now there's companies that will help these companies erase bad reviews from Glassdoor. So
and
now
Glassdoor is where, like, the employees say all the bad stuff.
Yeah. Just okay. Or gives it that way, if you're applying for a job and you go into Glassdoor and you say, oh, it looks like their benefits package isn't good or whatever it is. Or, hey, they've got a ping pong table. It could be positive, but I guess the negative reviews, there's some company that has figured out a way to get the bad ones off, and they're charging these businesses to take the negative reviews off Glassdoor.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. By the way, Dallas is watching on a YouTube stream. He said, is this really live? Nope.
Nope, it's not. We're not live. It's your imagination.
Dude.
We are, right?
Yes.
Okay. I don't.
What I would like to do, I would like for Patrick just to take his shirt off and see what happens.
Oh my gosh!
I think
what?
This would be so much fun.
No
you
are. Kidding.
I don't know why.
This is closer, so I can throw something.
Oh,
that's gross, Bubba. Yeah. I mean, it would be hilarious.
It would be hilarious.
Like, no, it's that is that is
dear Glassdoor.
Yeah, no kidding. Gosh.
So there's a you ever watch those videos where they go, okay. if you used to work at a place, tell us something that no one else knows about that place. I love those videos. Mm. You get all kinds of like good stuff, like restaurants, businesses. That's the best. I guess restaurant is business, but you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have anywhere else to go with that. What's up? What's going on, dude?
I just want to talk to Roy.
Yeah.
By the way, I love how we single me out to make man boob jokes, where every man in this room has man boobs.
Yeah.
So why don't you take your shirt off and see what happens?
Because it's your kid. That's gross.
Yeah, that's gross, Patrick. Why'd you have to make this so gross?
He's the one who made it gross.
Well, you're the one who made it gross now. Are you guys going to have another kid?
I don't think so. This is enough. I'm 40. How old am I? 43? No.
No.
Are you
43?
Yeah, I'm 43.
Oh.
I just turned 43.
It's a lot of work. Is this the most work you've had to do with the baby?
Yeah, this is pretty much.
It's easier when you're in your 20s. It really is.
What do you do? Like, what do you have to do, like, when you go home for the baby?
Oh, just whatever she tells me to do. Like every man, you know?
Yeah.
You feed him this bottle? Yes, ma'am. You change him out of that? Yes, I can.
Y'all get the whole baby formula thing went away? This shortage?
No, it's still hard to find.
Really?
Yeah, it is. We still have to – he eats a specific kind, and we have to, like, sometimes they don't have it. You go to another store, make sure they have it there. We try to stock up, but we're not that stocked up. It never really went away.
It's slowly getting better? It's
slowly getting better.
Yeah.
But, like, we used to get it at Costco. Man, I haven't seen his baby formula at Costco in –
What's his? Does he have some kind of allergy or something?
No, it's just this. Once you start on one kind, they usually recommend you stay with that. If the baby's good with it.
Yeah.
You know, and
that sounds boring, but
it is boring. Wow. He eats the same thing every day.
What is it?
Let me tell you, I have no idea.
It's like a protein shake?
It's basically like a baby protein shake. It smells horrible. It smells like milk that's gone bad.
Yeah.
And what you do? And when we eat, he stares at us like, what you got there?
Yeah, I would too. That's
I know.
Awful thing for you to do in front of your child.
Well, soon we'll let him eat food. He's almost there.
Yeah.
Say, I can almost eat food, Mr. Dean.
When does he get solid food? 6 months? 8 months?
6 months. In between 5 and 6 months. He just turns 5 months tomorrow, and so then he'll be able to eat oatmeal.
Oh, that's a good solid move. Mm-hmm. Oatmeal's good. You're right. You'll be like, eh. But you'll eat it when you're young and then when you're really old.
Yep. And you get excited.
My favorite thing, I'm just sitting here fascinated watching him. And, like, babies do this weird thing. Like, they go, they get their big eyes, and they look around, and they go back to normal. Yeah, me too, bro. Seems me too.
You want to talk too?
Hey, so when he gets off, is he taking a poop?
No, he's just talking to
him. That's what I sound like.
Oh, he's smiling. Yeah, that's always my favorite one.
When he is eating, Hank, Roy, I'm talking. When he starts to eat solid food, do you want me to just smoke some ribs or something?
Yeah.
I'm sure
he'd be totally into that.
It'd be for
I bet
you.
Vivica would not have a problem with that at all. Are you feeding him? Well, I took it off the bone.
It's all chopped up.
Gosh.
It's on bread.
Calm down, woman. It's a problem.
I didn't use a Diablo sauce.
No, yeah. It's just as sweet and spicy. He'll be fine.
Plus, I mean, you do have to work them up for that. You have to start with a little bit of, like, sauce, though. Just a heads up, you do have to build up that hot thing.
I do enjoy those hot sauce videos where these people get on there and they
cry
and they try the really hot chip or whatever, and there's
the
some
peppers.
Guy
the pepper eating competitions.
Oh.
And then you start with like 10, 12 people, and they give them progressively hotter peppers until they tap out.
There's a pretty well known YouTube channel does that when they have celebrities. What's the name of that?
It's like Hot Ones.
Hot Ones.
I think that's it.
Hot ones, maybe.
I see it every once in a while pops up on my thing. I don't really use a smoker much anymore.
Really?
What? You got away from smoking?
No, I didn't get away from it. I got away from using that because I compared smoking on the pellet grill, ribs. So I put a rack of ribs on the pellet smoker, and then I put a rack of ribs in my lump charcoal with big chunks of like hickory that you just throw in there and then offset it. So you put the meat on the other side and do the blah, 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 blah. It does a much better job
than the smoker.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was the bark was way better. It tasted way better.
And you're going to finish it in, do you still finish it the same way?
No, I didn't need to with this. With the other, sometimes I'll finish it like sometimes I'll wrap them and then finish them in the oven. Because once you wrap them, you're not getting any more smoke on them.
Right.
So that's just BTUs. You're just heat. So you just put it in an oven. But sometimes if it's taking forever or my pellet grill conks out, which mine does a lot, I'll just throw them in the Instant Pot and pressure them and get
them
done fast.
And I was going to say, if you're going to do that anyway, then you don't need to smoke it for, you know.
Well, it's the flavor. You get that. You can't. Well, yeah. That's the only place, unless you do liquid smoke.
I'm saying, like, the difference between the smoker and the charcoal. Like, yeah, you do it over charcoal, you know, for however long and get that same.
Yeah. It's just better. Yeah. Charcoal's so much better. Tastes better. That's what I got Gunner for his apartment college. But dude, I'm not getting you a gas grill. You're gonna learn like everyone else.
Yeah. I remember the first grill I bought in my apartment in college. It was like my second year of college. We moved into an apartment. And it was just that cheap
Weber.
You know,
round Weber.
Round charcoal grill.
Yep.
Park it. We had it under the stairwell in back of the apartment. You know, we're just sitting out there smoking or grilling whatever.
Yeah.
That's how you learn.
Yeah.
You learn.
And you probably, did you use lighter fluid back
then?
No.
Well, we didn't have the briquettes that had the lighter fluid.
Yeah,
well,
it's the same thing.
Horrible.
It's terrible for you. Yeah, don't use lighter fluid anymore. People don't do that.
Well, yeah. Now everybody's got this little stack and
chimney or whatever.
We didn't have any of that.
Yeah.
We use newspaper.
That's fine.
You
just want to spray. I don't know why we thought that was great. Spray chemicals.
Let's spray gasoline on the
fire. Well, it all burns off pretty quickly anyway, right?
I mean, it will burn off, but it takes a while. And then you've got, I guess you can kind of get it started. No, just don't use it. What am I doing? No, just don't use it.
You shouldn't.
There's 1,000 other ways to do it. Use that.
Yeah.
No more kids. That's it, huh? You guys getting a dog?
Be it. No, I don't want a
cat.
No
pets?
No.
None of that.
I really don't like cats.
Boy, you're just a joy. So
what? You don't have a cat?
You just
got two dogs, though.
Yeah, and you hate it. You hate the two dogs.
You hate the fact that
there are animals living in your house.
It's also happy National Dog Day.
Oh, yeah, National Dog Day.
I think it's ridiculous that we have animals in our house.
Gee, there I go. You're right with me.
It's so dumb.
Why? What is the thing?
Because they
poo call me
and
a curmudgeon,
pee.
But I am the one.
No, you're right.
Making my.
No, you know,
I'm
thank
right
you.
On this
thank
one.
You. I was. What? I was out of
a
my.
A cat
element.
Serves a purpose. See, I'm kind of a cat dude. A cat serves a purpose. They will take care of bugs. They will take care of mice. Anything
bugs?
That gets
really?
In. Oh, if there's something in your house that's not a human, they're going to attack it. And it's
really?
Awesome. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Like we had spiders and the cat just goes and eats the spiders. We had wasps had gotten in. Man, she would get up on top of the sofa and wait for a wasp to fly by and just jump up and swat it out of the air.
See,
and,
I'd watch that.
Yeah.
That's a YouTube channel.
It's, like there actually is a. There's a documentary called Lions in the Living Room or something like that, or Lion in the Living Room. And it basically talks about all the things that your cat does at your house.
Oh, yeah.
That is derived from when they were feral wild animals.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
It is kind of cool.
And that shows like they like camp out and like a safari cameraman.
Dude, like years ago, Stacy and I were at the house and the cat was playing with a little cat toy. And Stacy and Ava go to play with her, and they realize that, no, it wasn't a cat toy. She was flipping a real mouse up in the air and then catching it and then playing with it like a soccer player and then grabbing it with her mouth, flipping it up the air, and the mouse is just squeaking.
Savage.
And the girls
still alive?
Yeah, the girls are
savage.
Freaking out. Yeah, they're like, ha, 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 you're my toy. I mean, it was the best day
for
that cat.
Did it eat it? Would it eat it? It would just
no, come. They made me take the mouse out. I'm like, if I take it outside, it's just going to come back in.
Yeah.
But listen. No, I've never. That's a beautiful thing. Since we got that cat years ago, I have never seen a mouse in the house anywhere. Not even a sign of mice.
Hmm.
Not even like a poop anywhere. Nothing.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy.
It's awesome.
So how long is her meeting? How long do you have to keep the kid?
He's with me the rest of the day.
Oh, jeez.
So. Yeah.
Who's got the raw end of that, him or you?
Him, actually.
Now, does he sleep during the day?
Yeah, he was taking a nap when he got here. And as soon as I opened the door to the office, he woke up.
I wonder what he's thinking.
Like, I don't know. I think about that. I wonder sometimes if he's looking at you going, where have you been? Like when I come back at the end of the day and it's just been him and mom all day in the house and she's been working and he's been sitting there and then he looks at me like, okay, good, you came back.
What's like, y'all's first memory?
I don't know.
My first memory?
I have memories of my mom's dad, my grandfather. He died when I was three. So, you know, I have memories that must be from when I was that young. Mm-hmm. But
I think it's probably right around that same time. And I went to a funeral viewing, a wake. And I think that might be my earliest memory.
Ooh.
Because I was like, that really is a dead thing there, and that's weird. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I think that might be my earliest memory.
Carson, you remember yours?
I remember going into nursery school, and it was, there was an upstairs and a downstairs, and the downstairs is where the two-year-olds were, and I distinctly remember going down the stairs, so I must have been about two. Remembering. And that's all. There's nothing more than just remembering going down the stairs.
Yeah.
That's it.
I do remember like trips to Disney and things like that, but I don't know because we used to go all the time. I don't know which ones are the early ones, you know?
Right.
I think those were the big ones because I remember being on like the Peter Pan ride thinking, what in the world? There's a little town below us. We're so high.
I wasn't quite three when my little brother was born, and I remember going to the hospital. With my dad. I remember my dad picking me up from daycare, which was unusual because that dad never did that.
Was at that age, what, three, you said?
Oh, not quite three. I would have been, you know, just two and a half-ish.
Was that the was that about the cutoff for him to be able to pick you up?
Yeah. The fat Joe?
He was never able to pick him up again.
I didn't get fat until I was about 8 and 9. Yeah. So I wasn't really fat.
Yeah, I think me too.
Yeah, same. Yeah. It's about fourth or fifth grade is when I
got really sick when I was in the second grade, and I just never really recovered from
what
that.
What did you have?
Spinal meningitis, encephalitis. Oh, no. Like, I was in the hospital for like 2 weeks.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah, it was really bad.
I had disco fever one time.
I had Pac-Man fever.
Man.
Stupid joke.
What
are
really?
Both of our points. Sometimes the memories I have, like, I was my first, I was like, oh, I was thinking one time my first memory, and my papa was sitting in his, it was a green Naugahyde chair, and his old Bible was right next to it on the little coffee table. And I can see that image just as clear as day. And then I remember years later, I was going through photo albums, and I saw that exact same angle, and it was a picture of him doing that. Hmm. And I was like,
do you remember the picture?
I just remember the picture and think that's a memory.
Yeah, that's interesting.
They did a whole thing. Scientists have done a whole thing on how bad our memories are.
Right.
They're not good. And and that's a problem is that people swear by it.
I remember my dad with a mustache and a cigar. And yeah, it's kind of the same thing. I always think of him in a certain shirt. And was that because I saw a picture of that?
Yeah. Or sometimes it can just be you're told that. Or a story.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Or something you saw in a movie that you incorporated into your life. That's why people talk about eyewitness testimony. That is the most unreliable thing ever. They you know,
there's stories we change for the radio to protect people, and then it becomes my truth.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Like, you guys don't know the difference between true stories and stories we tweak just a little bit. Because you tell them so many times, they become true. And after the Bill Cosby thing, they changed the law in a bunch of states where they got rid of the statute of limitations. And I'm like, that's not good. There's a reason there's a statute of limitations on things. It's because after a certain amount of time, your memory is not a reliable source of information.
It's right.
It's just not.
It's not.
That's not fair. You're not thinking about the person on the other side.
Mm-mm.
Okay? And the people that this is going to affect that might actually not be
guilty.
You know? So,
and like I said, that's a problem. Is that you think in your head, that's concrete.
Oh yeah,
I remember. This is it.
Oh,
clear
dude.
As day.
Yeah. How many times do I tell a story and Patrick goes, "No,
oh my gosh, all the time.
That's not the way it happened. That's the way we told it, but the way it happened was
because we tweak stories.
Yeah, you have to make them sometimes a little more interesting,
or just to protect the innocent or whatever.
Yeah,
or the guilty.
Oh my gosh, many times we have. It's been a way that we can talk about people without actually calling them personally out on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
And, over the years, my memory has adopted the retellings.
Yeah, for sure. Well, Patrick, we should let you get to your babysitting. And
I was hoping he would really want to talk, but you don't want to say anything?
Hey, boy.
I can make you laugh.
Hey, boy.
Let's see if I can make you laugh. It's a laughing baby. Roy. I'm gonna eat your face.
I'm gonna laugh.
I'm gonna eat your face, Roy.
Watch out, he might actually eat your face.
This is grossing me out. Okay, I'm done.
You done?
Yeah, that's weird. I don't know.
Yeah.
He usually laughs. So there's too many people.
Do a fart like a thing on his belly. You know, the little
raspberry.
You don't want to laugh? He's like, I don't know what's going on. There's people.
Hey, dude.
I don't like them.
Oh. Yep.
Oh. He's cute.
I would be scared of Bubba, too. It's okay.
Oh, what?
Cute. I would not turn him to your chest. Oh. First off, that's cruel to him. Because he's like, oh.
Dinner then, time.
So it's like pulling up to the restaurant. Well, they should be. Where's all the cars?
It's closed.
Oh, it's Sunday. Chick-fil-A's closed.
Chick-fil-A.
Dang it.
Hey, are we going to compare man boobs to Chick-fil-A on Sunday? Does that just happen?
Yeah, somehow it works.
Hey, why do guys have boobs? Like, serious.
Nipples, you mean?
Yes.
That's so funny. Bubba's so used to having boobs, he says, we have boobs.
Are we
nipples? I have nipples, Greg. Can you milk me?
Are we?
So great. What's that movie?
Meet the Fockers.
Meet the Fockers. Yeah. I think it was Meet the Parents first. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I was going to say this is episode 396. Are we doing anything special for 400? Like some kind of little tie-in?
We didn't do anything special for 200 or 300. Yeah. So why 400?
Well, we did for like 101. We did the 101st Airborne.
Because it was 101, and I had a thing that went with that. You got something that goes with 400?
I don't know.
Okay, well.
I remember for 300, I really wanted to get the guy who played Leonidas. Gerard Butler.
I would have liked if you did that too.
I tried to get it, but it just been great. Didn't happen.
Speaking of guys who don't have boobs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right, wrap this up, Bubba.
Maybe he does now.
He didn't get fat, but who's the one that got fat?
Russell Crowe.
Russell Crowe got, I saw a picture of Russell Crowe and I went, it's bad when I think you got fat.
Is Gladiator one of the greatest movies ever, though?
It's spectacular.
It's good until a point. They get super weird.
What?
Yeah.
What, when he's in heaven or, you know.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
a good
the
moment.
Elysian Fields.
I don't know. There's a part where some guy's got, he's weird looking and he's like, you know what I'm talking about?
Joaquin Phoenix?
Talking about Gladiator or 300?
Oh, I'm thinking about 300.
You thinking about 300?
Yeah, 300. I know what you're thinking of. The guy, the one who sells him out.
And then Xerxes. Yeah, 300 is a weird movie.
I love 300.
There's a lot of weird stuff.
Yeah, I thought it was like historically accurate.
Oh, no.
It kind of tells a story that happened, but no, I mean, they took some major license, obviously, to make it interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, who knows what happened
tonight?
No, but
I like.
Years ago.
I like Gladiator. That was good.
Gladiator's amazing.
Yeah, that was a good one. Yeah, and the
I don't think I ever saw Gladiator, actually.
Are you kidding
me?
Yeah,
it is good.
It's pretty good.
Oh, my gosh. It's one of the greatest movies ever. And I remember I watched it for the first time, and I was the exact same age as Russell Crowe during that movie, and I went, I'm doing things wrong. I'm
Tell
doing things way
it.
Wrong.
That's how I feel
All right,
constantly.
Roy, we're going to let you go. We're going to let you go and get some Chick-fil-A or whatever. What are you going to feed him now?
A bottle.
Oh, can't you like puree Chick-fil-A and like get him going?
No, you feed him formula, Bubba. That's it.
It's almost time, dude.
You ever put whiskey in a sippy cup and you drink it?
No, I've never done that, but I mean, I can imagine that would be fun.
Yeah, just kind of, no one knows.
That's today.
Why not?
Could be.
Whiskey in a sippy cup. That seems like a really bad
It's a whiskey cup.
Probably shouldn't do that. All right, thank you.
At home, they call me Big Al, and I hit dingers.
This was the podcast, but now
it's over, Roy.
That's okay.
It's all done.
You can listen to the regular show.
Yes.
On the radio every day. It was the podcast.